My sermon title this morning is from the words of Jesus. Go tell that fox that I will keep on driving out demons. So our scripture this morning, it's only four verses, but it says a lot. We have one of the Pharisees warning Jesus of impending trouble. That's surprising. We have Jesus calling Herod a fox. You may not make much of that, but in the vernacular of the day, he was essentially cursing Herod. Jesus was using pretty salty language. And so these four verses also have Jesus lamenting Jerusalem and lamenting the fates of the prophets. So there's a lot in these four verses, but first I want to start with a question. If I asked you to draw a picture of Jesus, what would you draw? Would you draw a shepherd holding his staff or holding a sheep? Would you draw a fearless confronter of hypocrisy? Would you draw a gentle healer? Or maybe a patient teacher? Maybe someone walking on water. But what about a chicken? Would you draw a chicken if I asked you to describe Jesus? But in the words of our scripture today, can you picture what Jesus is describing? He is describing a mother hen gathering her brood. And so this morning I want to preach on Mother Hen, Jesus. So dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Lift me up, inspire me, move me, shape my words so they are clear, and open the hearts of this your beloved community, that their heads and hands and hearts may serve you each day, in Jesus' name, amen. So it's the fourth Sunday of Lent, and I believe as we journey through Lent, we are called this year to embrace the way of the chicken. The way of the chicken. I got this idea from the author Debbie Thomas, and she presented three perspectives to carry with us through Lent. Now, one of the perspectives she talks about is during Lent, we are called to embrace the way of the chicken with radical vulnerability. I said Jesus used some pretty salty language about Herod. He called Herod a fox. He did this because Herod's title among many was Lion of Judah. But Jesus called him a fox. Not much of a lion, but a fox. Herod did not want to show any vulnerability, so he puffed himself up with titles. But Jesus was not afraid to show vulnerability. Jesus showed his vulnerability in the most astonishing way when he gave his whole body for us on the sacrifice on the cross. And when Jesus talks about mother hen gathering her brood under her wings, think about a mother hen opening her wings and exposing the most private and sensitive part of her body, the most vulnerable part of her body, to draw her chickens or her children under her wings. Jesus is calling us during Lent to embrace this way of the chicken. And Jesus is calling us to embrace all of God's children, even the ones who ignore him, even the ones who mock him, and even the ones who wanted to kill him. So can you imagine a more radical or profound picture of a deity? You know, Jesus, when he preached these words, chose his words carefully. He could have described himself with any kind of animal imagery. He could have called himself a fearsome animal, a lion, a bear, a tiger. Or, if you want to stick in the world of poultry or birds, Jesus could have described himself as a falcon or an eagle. But Jesus chose a chicken. Jesus is choosing the image of a mother hen gathering her chicks under her wings because Jesus is trying to tell us that God has an all-consuming, all-embracing, all-enveloping love for us. As I was researching this sermon, I read some stories about forest firefighters. And it's not uncommon for forest firefighters after a forest fire to discover birds with their wings spread out over their young. These birds have died, their young have died, and what was striking to the forest fires was that the birds could have flown away and saved themselves, but they gave their lives so they could protect their young. I think Jesus as a mother hen is such a beautiful image. Now, if you go to the Methodist hymnal, we have a hymn on eagle's wings. But Jesus is not talking about on eagle's wings. And Martin Luther wrote a hymn in our hymnal, it's 110. A mighty fortress is our God. But this is not the way Jesus is thinking. If we were to make a hymn, or if Jesus was to write a hymn, he might have well called it, A Mighty Chicken is Our God. A second perspective about Lent is embracing not just radical vulnerability, but also lamentation. And lamentation is a fancy word for grieving. Jesus, in his gospel reading this morning, is grieving Jerusalem, is grieving the way Jerusalem has treated the prophets. In verse 34, it says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills prophets and stones those who are sent to it. But Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, where are the Jerusalems in our world today? We do have Jerusalems in our world that stone God's prophets. We do have places in this world that are ignoring the voices of God's prophets. But before we go any further, let me define what is a prophet. A prophet is a person who witnesses to God and God's love and God's truth and God's grace to other people. A prophet can be a person who witnesses lamentation and grieving for us so we may pray for them. Now, there's over 130 prophets in the Bible, but prophets did not end with the Bible. We have prophets today. And Lent is calling us to pray and to lament for the prophets today whose suffering is crying out to us. The people who are strangers to us, but nonetheless call for our prayers. For instance, over the last several years, just in this country, there were the 9 black people that were killed at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston during a Bible study. And then there were 11 Jewish people killed in a synagogue in Pittsburgh during worship. And in Texas, at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, 26 people were killed during worship. Now, it's easy to see these things as statistics and these numbers as those other things that aren't prevalent in this area, but all of these people are calling out to us to pray, to lament their deaths, and to pray for the healing of this world. Right now in Ukraine, there is over 3,000 Ukrainians that have been killed, wounded, or captured, and over 100 children have been killed. Now, if you look at the other side in that conflict, over 40,000 Russian soldiers have been killed, captured, or wounded. And last week, one of our parishioners sat here and said during the blessings and concerns, we need to pray for Putin. Because who else needs God's love and God's grace in his life more than Putin? Jesus prayed for the people while he was dying on the cross that put him on the cross. And so these prophets of lamentation, these voices of suffering, are calling out to us to pray for them and also to pray for the people that are persecuting them, as Jesus prayed for the people who persecuted him. And the third part of our journey during Lent, our embracing of the way of the chicken, radical vulnerability, grieving and lamentation, but we are also called to embrace returning home. In verse 34 of our scripture today, Jesus lamented the fact that his children, he said, you were not willing. Jesus is offering himself. He's spreading his wings as a mother hen spreads his wings. And Jesus is wanting to gather all of us into community, into oneness. But in order to do that, we need to make a turn back towards Jesus. You know, it's curious. We gather under a bird, in some senses, at Thanksgiving. And I remember Thanksgivings in our family where we would have a dining room table that would seat 8, but we would have 20 people around it. We would pack in close. We would get the piano bench out and put 4 people on that. We would be not shoulder to shoulder, but like nostril to nostril, but we would be eating and having a Thanksgiving dinner because it was such a joy to be called home. And Jesus is calling all of us home, asking us to no longer be unwilling to come home in Jesus. The author Brené Brown talks about courage. She says something interesting. She mentions that courage comes from the Latin cor, which means heart. And she defines courage as living from the heart and a willingness to embrace our vulnerability. Now, those are the words of a secular author. But if we take that definition of courage and put it into a Christian context, Christian courage is the kind of wholehearted, living, courageous, wholehearted living that comes from believing that we are all God's children. And all of the people around us deserve love and empathy and respect. And that we all have a home in Jesus. You know, yesterday I did something completely uncharacteristic. I got up and I went to the Acme at 7:30 in the morning. And I looked pretty ragged at the time. And darned if I didn't see a member of our church there. And this member of our church noticed that someone had left a pile of junk, garbage, right there in the parking lot. And this church member carried it to the trash can. That was a courageous act. It was a wholehearted act of giving. Now, the person who left the trash never knew that happened. But for all the other people that were in that parking lot, they didn't have to experience that. So courageous courage in a Christian perspective can happen when Jesus gives his life for us. And it can happen with simply being a present faithful steward of creation. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, what are those parts in us that are not willing to gather under the wings of Mother Hen Jesus? Where in our lives are we choosing to think, I got this, I don't need that, I'm under control. Yeah, I'm angry, but so what? Everybody gets angry. Or yeah, that person deserves that, what happened to him. Where are those parts in our lives? And can we do something to take those parts of our lives and bring them home to Mother Hen Jesus? Because it doesn't matter how bad we've been, Mother Hen Jesus is always going to welcome us. I know this from personal experience, not that I've seen Jesus, but in my own life, my mother always welcomed me home. When I called them up the night before I was to graduate from Catholic University and told them, maybe you don't want to come down tomorrow because I'm actually not going to graduate. She still welcomed me home. I had a good reason for that, and I graduated 6 months later. Don't give me a hard time. But, if a human mother can do that, then think of what God can do for us. So, a vulnerable Mother Hen Jesus is calling us home. And Jesus' body and heart are on the line, and they are on the cross, and they are welcoming us to always find a home in God. Jesus' words in verse 34 say it so beautifully, "How often have I desired to gather you?" And so finally, it is so simple. It is so simple. If only we would stand still and be gathered in the arms of Jesus. If only we could remember the words of Psalm 46 that Adam read for us today. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord Almighty is with us. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And be still and know that I am God. And we give thanks that Jesus desires us, all of us, to find a home in his shelter. Amen.